Now to the news the global markets have been waiting for. At its meeting early this morning Australian time, the US Federal Reserve decided it's time to start winding back its stimulus program. Sol Eslake is Chief Economist of Bank of America Merrill Lynch Australia. Welcome, Sol.
Thanks for having me, Cathy.
Why has the Fed decided that now is the right time?
Because it believes that there is growing underlying strength in the broader economy and that that is best evidenced by an ongoing improvement in labour market conditions. In judging the right time to begin winding back its program of quantitative easing, as it calls it, some people rather erroneously call it printing money, the Fed has been paying particular attention to the labour market and unemployment. The unemployment rate's fallen to 7% as of November. The Fed has been saying that it wants to see it get to 6.5%, but it's clearly making good progress in that direction. The Fed is saying that it will continue to buy government bonds and mortgage-backed securities, but a slightly lower pace than it has been since September last year.
Ben Bernanke was this morning uncertain about how effective this round of stimulus has been. Here's a short part of his speech.
So I do think it's been effective, but the precise size of the impact is something I think that we can very reasonably disagree about.
How effective do you think the stimulus has been, Sol?
I think it's been very effective in a couple of important respects. Number one, it has helped to keep long-term interest rates down in the United States, and that matters in a way that it doesn't in Australia, because unlike Australia, where most borrowing by both people and businesses is done at short-term rates that key off the Reserve Bank's cash rate, in the US, nearly all mortgages and most business borrowing is done at long-term rates, which the Federal Reserve doesn't directly influence by moving short rates. So by buying such large quantities of government bonds, it's brought down long-term rates. By buying large quantities of mortgage-backed securities, it's prevented the spread between government bond rates and mortgage rates from blowing out. That in turn has helped underwrite a very strong housing recovery. And overnight we also had news that housing starts in the US in November were at their highest level since February 2008.
Although there are some questions still about just how sustained the strength of the US economy is though, isn't there?
Yes, there are, and Ben Bernanke emphasised that by saying that it's impossible for him, or I think anybody else, to say precisely how effective the program has been. But that's one reason why the Federal Reserve is continuing to buy a large quantity of government securities and mortgage-backed securities. Instead of buying $85 billion a month from January, they're going to be buying $75 billion a month, and the Fed statement goes on to suggest that if the economy continues to improve, then they'll probably wind back that amount further as 2014 unrolls, but they also emphasise that there is no preset path for this course of asset purchases and that future decisions will remain contingent on the outlook for the labour market and inflation. And that's something else that the Fed was emphasising. For all that the critics of the Federal Reserve's actions have said that this will ultimately end in hyperinflation and a collapse in the US dollar, suggesting that the Federal Reserve has been doing something like the Germans did in the 1920s or Robert Mugabe's regime did in Zimbabwe over the last 20 years, US inflation has been going down. The core inflation rate over the year to November on the Fed's most preferred measure was 1.2%. That's below their 2% target, and they don't want to see the US economy fall into deflation. So they're keeping up a very easy monetary policy, but they're just making it slightly less easy than it has been since September last year.
The critical question, of course, for Australia is will this boost the strength of the US dollar and then, therefore, improve or see a lower Australian dollar?
Well, that's certainly everyone's expectations, including the Reserve Bank's. The US dollar did strengthen on this announcement. It's been strengthening in anticipation of this announcement, maybe because it was fairly widely expected, or maybe because there is now some certainty about when the Fed would begin this process rather than the repeated uncertainty we've seen since April last year. The Australian dollar actually rose a little bit following the announcement from just below 89 cents to just above it. But I've no doubt that if the US economy continues to improve gradually and the Fed does further wind back its program of asset market purchases over the course of 2014, the US dollar will strengthen, our currency will fall. I think it will fall also gradually over the course of 2014, because our economy, in contrast to the United States, will continue to look weak, as suggested by the Treasury forecasts that were released in the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook earlier this week.
So very, very briefly, we're coming up to the news, but Glenn Stevens from the Reserve Bank yesterday warned that interest rates low as they could possibly be and that we need to tackle productivity reforms. What's the message here to government?
It's as you suggest, that there's not a lot of scope to reduce interest rates anymore, although the Reserve Bank hasn't completely closed the door on that. But future gains in Australian living standards and growth in employment is going to have to come from lifting productivity and boosting growth in more natural ways. We can't rely on rising commodity prices. We can't rely on a whole lot more monetary policy stimulus. We have to reinvigorate the reforms that served Australia so well in the late 1980s and 1990s, albeit in a different context, but there's plenty to do there.
Saul Eslake, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Saul Eslake, Chief Economist of Bank of America Merrill Lynch. You're on Radio National Summer Breakfast. Time now is 8 o'clock.